This is, we're continuing with verse 48, Radha Sudha Nidhi, and we're in the middle of a lila that we didn't finish because the batteries went out. So Krishna is just opening his eyes after Radharani displayed her praying by Jitya Bhav, and she slipped away and playing a trick on Krishna, hiding in a kunja, and the mantri went with her, and she's laughing over Radharani's vidagdhi nature, very clever nature. And Krishna's looking around, and then he looks towards that mandri, and already Radharani told the mandri before she slipped into the kunja, Radharani conveyed with her eyes, "Don't tell Shyam where I'm hiding." So the gopi confirmed with her eyes, the mandri, I won't tell. So then when Krishna slowly comes out of trance of Radha's ras, he opens his eyes and sees that his Priyaji is gone, and he very anxiously cries out, "Oh Radhe, where have you gone? Please show yourself to me." And then there's something I have a note here to go to refer to the book. Like I made these notes long ago, and I haven't looked at them again. 113a. I don't know, it doesn't make sense what I'm saying. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. So Krishna's in bewilderment and separation from Radharani. 1 minute union. Union and separation is basically the theme of Krishna's lila. Yoga and viyoga, yoga and viyoga. From yoga, viyoga, and just even one pastime. And within 5 minutes, there can be yoga, union, and viyoga separation. And then yoga again. It's so variegated and so spontaneous and so changing and exciting at every moment. It's excitement at every moment there. So then he's crying, "Oh Priye," he says, he's crying and again, lamenting in separation from Radharani. Shyam again cries, "Oh Priye, stop joking with me and relieve my heart is burning in separation from you." And Radharani is peeking out of the little, I saw one translator called the interstitches. The interstitches of the kunja, that's actually the little spaces, interstitches. Little spaces in the foliage. There's some vines and some bushes and shrubs, and there's a big wall like that around the kunja. And she's pushing her finger and she looks through. Like if you go like this, with your hand, you look like this, you can see somebody. Like with my eye. But if you can't see my eye, so that's the hole on the outside of the kunja is like that. You can't see that type of hole outside. And inside, Radharani's looking, "Acha." It's like a spyglass, you know. So this is how it works. She sees very nicely, and maybe even bigger than, because you just see all greenery and everything and leaves going this way, that way. They may get a full, and I'm sure when Radharani, she doesn't just see Krishna's face. She she sees he has a big enough hole to see his full form when she looks, or whatever, and the mantris are looking inside. So she says, "Stop joking with me." And Radha's peeking through the foliage and to see Shyam's condition. And then Radharani's heart swells with pride. Wait a minute, I got confused. It says, "I'm burning in separation from you." And so Radharani's peeking through the foliage and seeing his condition. Acha. And then the mandri who is there with Radharani, she becomes also very proud of her swamini. Because she sees that Radharani's love is so great that Krishna is becoming so anxious and he's lamenting, "Oh, where's my Radharani? Where's she gone?" And he's showing his anxiousness. Usually the mandris, they're observing, the Sakhis and Manjaris are observing the Utkantita Bhav of Radharani. It's one of the Nayaka Bhavs, Utkantita. Her intense eagerness and anxiousness and anticipation to see Krishna, to run out to Krishna. So they don't so much witness this Utkantita, this eagerness. And Utkantita, this is Kanta, and Ut means up. This means eager. This word indicates the posture, the physical position of your body when you're eager and anxious. when you know your prana is coming out, you're so much eager. The eagerness begins as a bhav. It's a bhav. This is, these are all bhavs, and they have physical expressions, anubhavs, septic bhavs. So the eagerness is the heart is moving with intense anticipation, eagerness, and enthusiasm to meet and be and associate and serve the beloved. And where, when is he coming? Where is he? So then you don't just say, oh, where is he? Your chest goes up and your heart blooms and opens and lets out of it a bird of anxiety. A bird of anxiety comes out and flies out of your neck, and your neck extends. So generally, Radharani is in this bhav, you know. Or if Krishna is not coming to the Kunjan time, Radharani just doesn't sit there, okay, oh, yeah, he'll be here soon enough. I know, he's a little late. So. No, she goes outside the Kunjan, she doesn't, oh, is he there? She's looking, where is he? Oh, Sakhi. This is Kantita. So the now Krishna's in that way, and the Manjari's saying, oh, my Radharani, my Swamini is creating this type of Kantita Bhav and Shav, and I'm seeing this, and Radharani's also seeing. I'm Dwarastita, my Swamini, my Ishwari is inside, waiting, because that special moment when Radha and Krishna first meet in the Kunja, I'm out of the Kunja when I'm supposed to be out, and I'm in the Kunja when I'm supposed to be in. Exactly, split second on time. I may lead Radharani inside. I say, sit down, everything's here. We all, Manjari Sakhi's arranged everything for you. Manjari Bhashini's there in this cage, her cage. And there's tumble here on the table. There's scented drinking water. Everything is here. Acha, very good, Manjari Sakhi, very good. Aram, Bejal. Then silently slips out, because now Radharani's, she wants to let her feelings rise in her solitude, waiting that moment where that volcano of her heart will explode when she meets Krishna in that kunj, that when Krishna opens the kunja door and sees. Just like we have that experience, if we have great attachment for the murtis, of our murtis, in the temples or whatever, so then we're eager to see them every morning. We're anticipating, what will they be wearing? What will they look like? We're standing there at the curtain, at the parda, and then the bell rings. And I remember in L.A., when I was there, Prabhupada was also there, and he told the Vajaris there should be so much incense. Frank, we used to buy from the Christians these black coals and these actual crystals of frankincense and myrrh. From trees, or some gum from trees, a real asli thing, real thing. And he said there should be so much of this frankincense burning that when the doors open for the deities in L.A., there should be just clouds of smoke there, clouds of smoke. Like you read about Dwarka, that there's so much incense being burned in the palaces of Dwarka, this is in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, coming out of the windows, that the peacocks perched, there's peacocks perched on the balconies of Krishna's palace, they see these blue clouds of smoke and they think it's monsoon clouds. And they start, you know, meowing or ow, ow. And they start dancing and fanning their tails and dancing. Oh, make ho, make ho, make ho. Come, make. Come, clouds, make ho, make ho. Meow, meow, make ho, make ho. And sometimes the acharyas, they're saying, make ho, make means cloud. Make ho, make ho, make ho, make ho, make ho. Oh, ow, ow, like that. Meow. We say it's meowing. It sounds like a cat, something like meow. Make ho, make ho. Come, monsoon clouds, come. I will dance. Now, my feathers will, I'll offer my feathers for Krishna's mukut, because now they're longest and prettiest and shiniest and healthiest. Two times a year they have beautiful feathers. Holy time and Shravan time. That's all Krishna's arrangement. So much smoke, they're dancing. So that's how it should be when we greet the deities. And I remember we'd be there, I was dressing at Radha and Krishna and Berkeley and all the, I was in Vajari, and then I also went on books selling. And then we have these coals, and we have these fans, and we're fanning, because the coals have to get red hot, and then until they're red hot, then you can't put the crystals on, and they won't smoke up real fast. Then we're fanning them. It has to be really loud of smoke. Prabhupada's outside. We're fanning like anything, and make heavy smoke. And then the doors open up. And I remember being inside and seeing Prabhupada from inside. I remember standing outside and so many times. So they open the doors and all this smoke comes out into the temple from all three altars, Gaur-Nitai and Jagannath and Rukmini Dwargadish. Very celestial, amazing, pure fragrance. This was in the Prabhupada's time like this. So that moment, that anticipation of that first darshan, when you're standing there and the curtains open and the smoke, this maha smoke comes out, doom, and then you see the Lord, ah, and everyone, that feeling is there, ah. I can remember many times, especially in Vrindavan, when I would take darshan of Radhasham in the morning, the curtains would open, I'd say, ah. I would say, ah. I would just say, wow, like, wow, like, you know, in the morning, especially like Mangal Arati, somehow it just, there's not all big thing going on there, but you know, all the flowers and flower dresses and all that's all very good, but somehow that was always a wow time for me. So I would see that, and that's Utkanti Tabhava. Ah, oh, you don't know, you say, you know, Shabash or Wah or Wah or Wah, you know, every language has its own word, which means like, you know, adbhutaras, amazement, like, ah. So that's the amazing adbhut sundarya, the amazing beauty of Krishna and Radha in their murti form. Now, what to speak when Sakshat Krishna is taking darshan of Sakshat Radharani, Mahabhavati Radha, and Rasaraj Krishna, when he opens the gate of the kunja, she's not looking out at those little holes. When she sees Krishna coming, he's going to come, and she sits on the bed. And she's looking, and then, so the Manjari is witness to all that, and she's there. So what a festival! So the, so then, Krishna it goes on. So I'm mentioning about this pride, that the Manjari is very proud of her Swamini. That, oh, look, my Radharani is making Krishna so eager, and so he's saying, show me, where is Radharani? And she says, yeah, I'm not sure where she is. I can't remember. All these kunjas look the same. She went into one of these kunjas. No, show me. Because she wants to increase. The Manjari wants to increase. So you have a fire, and you can make it small, but you can fan it and put more wood on it and make it bigger, and it'll consume more things. So you want to increase the fire of Krishna's utkantita and his eagerness, because then he'll enjoy Radharani more. Then he'll relish Radharani more, and he'll find more bliss and happiness, and so will Radharani. So this is the idea. So, but the Manjari at that moment, she feels very proud. So this concept of pride, of course, is an enemy of the sadhak. And it's told in Manashiksha that pratishtha and pride, it's like a very horrible, disgusting thing. It's like if someone's eager for pride and honor and distinction, it's like someone that wants to run behind an ass and take a bath in its urine. You know, gada mutra. Gada mutra means, I believe, gada. Gada mutra means urine, you know, paisa. So to take bath in a jackass's urine doesn't sound too attractive. And that's if someone wants to be honored and recognized and distinguished. So that's pride. There's nothing worse than pride. That's the worst enemy. Because it even haunts yogis, and even haunts gyanis. It haunts everyone, unless one's a premi bhakta. If one follows the path of gyan, then he follows the path of gyan, and pride will also run with him, or yoga. But very early on in the stages of bhakti marg, pride can disappear from the heart of the sadhaka. Kintucha bhakti, karmani, Karamani Nirahati Kintu Chabhakti Bhajan. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Brahmaji is telling, Karamani Nirahati Kintu Chabhakti Bhajan. So Bhakti Bhajan, by doing Bhakti Bhajan, not by Gyan, by Yoga, by Bhakti Bhajan, and karma doesn't count, but by doing Bhakti Bhajan, then Karamani Nirahati Kintu, Karamani Nirahati, Nirahati, Hati, it's totally destroyed at the root. So therefore, pride, Lord Chaitanya, he attacks this enemy in the bhakta. He said, out! Take it out! Trinadapi sunichena turori vasahishana. Amanina! Amanina! Man means pride. Amanina manidena kirtaniyasada. Honor, pride, distinction. Worship. I'm big. I'm that. I'm a big this. I'm a big that. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Yeah, you're a dog, no? Yeah, but which dog? That's the thing. What dog am I? I'm not just an ordinary dog. I was talking once. I said pride is such a deep-rooted thing that we even become proud when we're even proud of our sickness. We're diseased and we're sick, and we become proud of it. We meet somebody and say, I haven't seen you for days. Oh, you know, I was really sick. You know, I had 108 fever. I almost died. I was really sick. There's pride. You're proudly, and the person says, wow, you know, amazing. You know, you survived. So pride is so deep that we're even proud of our disease. And we go tell people about it, to tell the news of our disease. And, you know, I was so sick. Oh, really? You were so sick. You know, I should worship you for being so sick. You were much sicker than I was sick. Oh, you were. I was really. Oh, I also had a cold. I was also sick. No, but not like me. I had a big fever, really big. Oh, I guess, you know, I didn't have such a big fever. No, it was 129 or whatever, you know. It was, and you survived. That's pretty good. If you survive, then you'll become my guru. I'll worship you. But at any rate, it's like, and think about it. You may say, wait a minute. But then you think, well, yeah, actually, I've done that myself. We're so proud, or even proud of our sickness. So pride is possible in the spiritual world. You can be proud of your guru, proud of the mantra I received, proud of my guru Sakhi, guru mantra. I'm proud of my Swamini. I'm proud of my Ishadev. This we can be proud of. So there's pride. There's man. And Radharani is, there's man in the spiritual world. That's transcendental. That's a expression of love. But pride in this world is an expression of envy and hatred. So that's one point. So now, in Braj, there are millions of sundaris. In Braj, there's millions of sundaris, beautiful Kishori gopis, and they're all hankering for Krishna, Krishna's association and seva and sangha. But now that same Krishna is crying and hankering for my Radha. This is what the Manjari is thinking. There's thousands of Kishoris, but that, for running after this one boy, this one darling, sweet boy. But now he's running, where's my Radha? So he says, yes, my Radha. But feeling compassionate for Shyam, the Manjari enters the Kunj, seeing Radha's maidservant, feeling compassionate for Shyam, the Manjari enters the Kunj. Seeing Radharani's maidservant, Shyam folds his hands and prays. I mean, she comes out of the Kunj, rather. I made a mistake. Oh, Sakhi, please tell me, where is your Ishwari is hiding? She comes out and goes this way and comes in front. Quickly help me find her. Sweetly smiling, the Manjari says, this is from the book. I told everyone can buy the book. It's in Russian, Hindi, English, and it's available here. Some people asked, I told. Sweetly smiling, the Manjari says, Oh, Rasik Shiromani, just moments ago, your lady love was sitting on your lap, crying out of separation from you. So now, can't you even cry a little bit out of separation from Radha? So, actually, Shyam, my Swamini went back home to Yavat with her Sakhis. So you should just give up your hope of meeting her today. However, Shyam is not so easily fooled. By studying the Manjari's face, he can understand that she's joking with him. They say, if someone's lying, you look at them in the eyes and say, look me in the eyes and tell me that. Well, it's like this, you know. It's like if someone's lying, it's very hard to, if you're a good liar, you can do it, you know. Liars are the good ones. They can look you right now. Yeah, you know, it's like this, like that. They can look you straight in the eyes and tell you 100 lies. But Manjari's a little soft-hearted. They can't hide too many things. And they don't want to really hide too much. So Krishna sees, looking in her eyes, oh, she's joking. Seeing Shyam's eagerness to meet Radhika, then the Mantri quickly takes Shyam to meet Radha. Upon seeing each other again, Radha and Krishna are overwhelmed by feelings of love, and the Mantri feels blessed with the darshan of Yugal's sweet meeting. So we'll stop there, and tomorrow we'll talk about drowning in the Rasarad, drowning in that pool of Ras. So is there any questions? There's only 1 minute. Question? On the class? You can't ask a question when you're drowning. All right. Okay. This is Radha Ras Sudha Nidhi. It's you know Gopinath Mandir, Radha Gopinath Mark. You go Gopal Mandir a little bit further. Then opposite that, just go opposite that. There's some steps, and you'll see a door. But then you turn right because you just see a door. But then there's a perpendicular. There's a little door. You go in there. And you speak Hindi, so no problem. You say, I want to buy some. The books are usually available from 11 until 2, and then in the evening from around 6 to 8 or so, or whatever. There's one nice devotee stays there. I can't remember his name, but a very nice devotee. He's a Western devotee, but he's doing that seva for his guru and for all of us. So he's there, and you just say, I want Hindi or whatever language you want, and he'll give you the book. It's great. It's in Bengali. It's in Bengali, obviously. It's in Hindi. It's in Russian. It's in English. So these are fortunate people in the world. If you're Russian, you're very fortunate. Of course, not as fortunate those that know English. If you're Russian and know English, you're really fortunate because then you can read in Russian and English. But somehow, by good fortune, you know, these books came in our hands about 25 years ago from Advaita. And he gave us, and we photocopied and got them bound in Vrindavan at Harinam Press. So they're kind of old. And all the paper's yellow. So this is, and now they're still printing them the same thing, A4 size. I don't know why. Anyway, someday they may be a regular book, but anyway, whatever. Nectar is nectar, however it is. But this I got it. He said, I have this photocopy. And I said, so then I photocopied it. And now here it is. These are notes from 25 years ago. So this is life. This is really life. Guru is the access to everything. When you have proper guru and proper path and proper sangha, then everything becomes clear. Your sadhana is clear, your sadhya is clear, and your whole life is, at least in terms of your bhajan pat, is peaceful. Radharas Suranidhi Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.